Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
This morning I'm going to say just a few words about the fourth of the great vows, which is, the enlightened way is unsurpassable. I vow to embody it. Now, when this vow refers to the enlightened way, I think it is talking about our true self. And if we realize our true self, we live our life from a perspective of non-separation. And this so-called true self is unsurpassable because it contains everything. It's also beyond conception, and therefore even beyond terms like surpassable and unsurpassable. Yeah, but we use these words, as I've said so many times before, it's just the finger pointing at the moon, you know. The only way to really understand what this means is to experience it. And it's interesting, you know, if we review the translations of this vow. For example, the ZCLA version, the fourth vow reads, "The Buddha way is unsurpassable. I vow to attain it." The Rochester Zen Center version is, "The great way of Buddha, we vow to attain." The D.T. Suzuki Manual of Zen Buddhism, I believe it's a book, it reads, "However incomparable the Buddha truth is, I vow to attain it." In Shasta Abbey, it reads, "However infinite the Buddha's truth is, I vow to attain it." And in the Sunsan Nim tradition, the Kwannon school of Zen, "The Buddha way is inconceivable. I vow to attain it." So a variety of Zen centers talk about the vow to attain it. The translation we use comes from the Zen Peacemaker Order and uses the words, "I vow to embody it." Now, I guess in my experience of chanting this, I would prefer probably the words, "I vow to reveal it." You know, when I rely on Dogen's famous words, "We don't practice to attain enlightenment. We practice because we are already enlightened." So we sit to reveal what is already so. Well, it is already true that we are intrinsically enlightened. The problem is we don't realize it. And using Merriam-Webster's, the word embody has multiple meanings. But the fourth in the list of meanings is manifest. And manifest and reveal are very similar to me. Either way, we are uncovering the truth about ourselves. The truth that we are one. We are everything. But again, it's not just about words. The challenge of the practice is, can we sit and experience this? Can we sit and have it revealed to us that we are already enlightened? And if we go back to the notion that I presented a few weeks ago, that the second, the third, and the fourth vows are really in service of the first vow, which is the vow to free all beings, all the numberless beings. And so we see that the ultimate way to help free someone else is really to free ourselves, to enlighten ourselves as to our true nature, which is that all things are one with each other. And if we live and move in the world from that perspective, from the perspective that I am you and you are me, we will wind up providing more support and fewer obstacles for each other on the path. Now, paradoxically, when we sit, when we do zazen, we are not sitting to do anything. Whether it's embody, reveal, or attain, that's not why we're sitting. We are not sitting to do anything. We are not sitting to free or save someone else. We sit just to sit. And in doing so, when we sit just to sit, almost like magic, our true self reveals itself. Just there it is. Sort of the experience of, oh, we realize how we've been deceiving ourselves, how we've been relying on only one way of understanding. So each time we sit and we chant the great vows for all, we are dedicating our practice in service of all beings. And as I've mentioned before in talking about this, these vows, we may start out sitting for ourselves, but ultimately we sit for all beings. And we sit for all beings because we realize that in sitting, we are all beings. So, as a way of bringing these talks to a close, why don't we take out the chant sheets? Maybe, Jeff, you could lead us in chanting the great vows for all. Now, remember, you know, in even chanting this together, we're supporting each other. We're doing it together. It's a relationship that we have to each other. And there's a power in doing this together, which doesn't necessarily exist when you do it on our own. So don't just focus on the words. Try to feel the energy of the chant.
Thank you.